Hello, this is Susan with Sight into Sound in Houston, Texas, and I've prepared a series of readings and meditations for each day of Lent this year. I've had a wonderful time preparing them for you all, and I hope they'll mean as much to you as they do to me. So I thought I'd start on day one, Ash Wednesday, with the theme that we all are one. We're all interconnected one with the other. So I've got three short readings for us to think about. The first reading is by Thomas Merton. Thomas Merton was an American Trappist monk, a theologian, a mystic, a poet, and a scholar. And he was the author of the very well-known spiritual book called The Seven-Story Mountain. So here's the reading. In Louisville, at the corner of 4th and Walnut, in the center of the shopping district, I was suddenly overwhelmed with the realization that I loved all these people, that they were mine and I theirs, that we could not be alien to one another, even though we were total strangers. It was like waking from a dream of separateness, of spurious self-isolation in a special world. Then it was as if I suddenly saw the secret beauty of their hearts, the depths of their hearts where neither sin nor desire nor self-knowledge can reach, the core of their reality, the person that each one is in God's eyes. And this comes from his conjectures of a guilty bystander. The second reading for us to think about is by Henry Nouwen. A mosaic consists of thousands of little stones. Some are blue, some are green, some are yellow, some are gold. When we bring our faces close to the mosaic, we can admire the beauty of each stone. But as we step back from it, we can see that all these little stones reveal to us a beautiful picture, telling a story none of these stones can tell by itself. That is what our life in community is about. Each of us is like a little stone, but together we reveal the face of God to the world. Nobody can say, "I make God visible," but others who see us together can say, "They make God visible." Community is where humility and glory touch. Now, Henry Nouwen was a Dutch priest and writer. Born in 1932 and died in 1996, he was a Dutch Catholic priest, professor, writer, and theologian. His interests were rooted primarily in psychology, pastoral ministry, spirituality, social justice, and community. He is the author of more than 30 books, among them The Wounded Healer, which I have read and is absolutely a beautiful book, Compassion, and With Open Hands. He has taught at the University of Notre Dame, Yale, and Harvard. In 1986, he became the pastor of Lake Daybreak in Toronto, where he shared his life with people with mental disabilities. The last short reading for us to ponder today is by Richard Rohr. I see not just the vision of peace and nonviolence, but the vision of a new creation, where we all live as one in peace with one another, Mother Earth and her glorious creatures. It's that vision of peace, nonviolence, and the new creation, the vision of the promised land before us, the practice of proactive nonviolence, that offers a way out of environmental destruction, as well as permanent war, corporate greed, systemic racism, and extreme poverty. All we have to do is open our eyes to the reality of creation before us, to be present to it, to take it in and honor it, and welcome its gift of peace, and do so within the boundaries of nonviolence. In that present moment of peace, a new creation is offered to us once again. So the author of these last words is Father Richard Rohr, and he's a Franciscan priest of the New Mexico province. He founded the Center for Action and Contemplation in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where he currently serves as founding director. Father Richard is the author of more than 20 books, is an internationally known speaker, and is a regular contributor to Sojourners magazine. As a spiritual leader, Father Richard teaches primarily on mysticism, non-dual consciousness, and contemplation, with a particular emphasis on how these affect the social justice issues of our time. He also has many conferences recorded on CDs. Father Richard, through his writings and recordings, has enriched my spiritual life immensely, expanding my understanding of the universal nature of Jesus the Christ, human and divine at the same time. I wish everyone a blessed Ash Wednesday and a most meaningful and significant and blessed Lenten season. Thank you.